Sports Hub headlines.
It is an off day for the Bruins, but they are ready to hit the practice ice at the TD Garden. And the Boston Globe reporting at this hour, defenseman Charlie McAvoy spotted at TD Garden with a brace on his left knee. McAvoy did leave Saturday's game against Montreal in the first period, described as a lower body injury. Bruins continue the homestand tomorrow night against the Red Wings.
So the brace wasn't on the elbow, so that's lower body then.
That's correct. Got it. Ding, ding, ding. You're two for two.
Don't you Seidenberg me, though. Remember that one? Remember
yes,
that?
I the other
one? Four to six weeks, we're waiting.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
No way, Jose. Celtics play in game two of a three-game road trip. They'll be in the Windy City against the Bulls. We'll hear from Sean Grady and Cedric Maxwell starting at 7:30 right here on 98.5. The Sports Hub tip-off is at 8 o'clock. The Green coming off a loss against Houston on Saturday. Monday morning quarterbacks Peter King reporting that Rob Gronkowski in no hurry to make up his decision about continuing his football career. Also, free agent quarterback A.J. McCarron is Cleveland Browns head coach is Hugh Jackson's choice under center. That according to Peter King as well. Red Sox back to work tomorrow when they take on the Rays. Yesterday they lost to the Orioles 10-8 in exhibition play. And former Red Sox pitcher Sammy Stewart died over the weekend at the age of 63. No cause of death has been announced. Stewart, a member of the 86 Sox pennant team, also won a World Series with the Orioles in 1983. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car and no appointment is ever needed. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Make it your home page.
A connection.
98.5thesportshub.com.
Matey.
Well, you're at work.
Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. We just heard one of the most amazing things off air. We're not going
to
say now that
we'll
Sard said, but we are going to address this at some point during the show. Almost fell off my chair.
All right, so there seems to be a little controversy with Lamar Jackson because some have suggested that he work out as a wide receiver at the combine, to which he said, go bleep yourself,
yeah.
San Diego. No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, by the way, too, the kid from Ohio State looked terrible. JT Barrett throwing the ball. I didn't think he was very good and accurate. Big winner, though.
What do you think? You think he should have been open to it?
Yep. Yeah, because if you're a team, and I think there were concerns with some teams that questioned it, and that's, see, you're invited to the combine as a certain, you know, you have to be placed in a certain positional group. And that's sort of the way this thing works. You get invited, okay, your wide receivers, we're inviting you. The kid from UCF got invited late, I think after the Senior Bowl, because, hey, he had a great year, you know, exploded upon the scene, he looked good, so he got a late invitation. I think some teams are going into this. If you're set at quarterback and you see this kid that you may think that may, I don't know, struggle to the next level because, like you said, he's raw. He's 20, 21 years old. But, my God, we need to find a way, like the Teddy Bruschi point. Hey, Al Groh, find a position for this kid. I know he's undersized. I don't know if you put him inside, outside. You make sure he's on the field at all times. Find a way to work with him. You know, that's this. I mean, if you're sitting there late in the first round, you have the luxury of maybe selecting him. What do you do? But if he's not open to, you know, say being a slash guy or direct snap guy, you know, Wildcat, I don't know. He's so dynamic that if you have the luxury to roll the dice, you may want to do it on him. But why resist it?
Who is going to take him as a wide receiver? Let's say he went through.
I'm not even saying it's wide receiver.
Let's say
I don't know.
Athlete? What are we, getting recruited to college now?
Yeah, ATH.
Stop it. No NFL team is
drafting
a player.
That's the problem.
Based on their athletic ability in the high rounds. They're not doing that.
See,
he's going to go. Okay, let's say he tumbles. Let's say that every scout in the league from every team looks at him and says, you know what? I'd be nervous taking this guy. Let's say worst case scenario happened for him this weekend. Is he still going in the top three rounds? Worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Yes,
so.
He
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
So why in the world would he start opening himself up to playing another position? he's getting drafted as a quarterback, and he's getting drafted in a high round as a quarterback, and now he wants to open that can of worms?
So what's
why in the world would he do that?
What's Bill Polian have to say after watching this weekend where an undersized guy like a Baker Mayfield came out and threw the ball really well? Is he not a quarterback now? Because Polian tagged it as, you know, Lamar Jackson's not tall enough or big enough. He's 6'3". I think he was 6'2" and 7'8".
Polian's an idiot. That guy changes course every 5 minutes.
Right. So, I mean, but his statement there made it delicate for guys breaking it down. When you watch it this weekend, you know he had a bad day. Because he didn't do the other stuff. He didn't run. He didn't do the other drills. That's where he would blow the doors off these people or the other guys he's up against. So you had to sit there and break it down. Like, he wasn't very good at all, but he wasn't bad. He was sort of down the middle. He got through the day. And it was like a polite way of saying he didn't have a good day.
People were criticizing this kid over the weekend for not running the 40.
Why does he need to
give
run?
Give me a break.
Turn on the film. he should run the 40. Guys are that are that freakish. You run the 40
him run
at
with
your
the football?
Pro day.
You see him run the with the football? You see this kid? You don't need him to know what his 40 time is.
Mayock.
I'll tell you what. He's very athletic. The guy can run like crazy.
Mayock.
And if I were drafting him, right? And I think he's a project, but I wouldn't.
That's a good point. I think that's a good term project.
Yeah. You got to work with him a little bit. And it's one thing you've got to work on.
He's not a plug-and-play guy.
Can you throw the football accurately and do it consistently? That's his issue. That, to me, I don't know, you would know better than me or most people. Can you figure that out? If you're not an accurate passer at the age of 21, do you have hope? Can you get better?
I think he can. Yeah, I do. I couldn't sit there and say the same thing about a guy like Tim Tebow because
like it's not an arm strength thing.
It's
kick and throw
something. Yeah,
it's not that he can't throw. It's
he's
got to
be. Can you get him comfortable to where he can drop back, that back foot hits, and he just rips it?
Now, if I were drafting, and my personal preference is to always take the accurate guy over the guy with the big arm.
Like there's Mike Vick comparisons because of the ability to
Mike Vick
to rip off 65. Mike Vick could throw the hell out of the ball, and he was accurate. I've never seen. Since Jeff George, I've never seen somebody throw a tighter spiral than Mike Vick with velocity and accuracy.
Right, but the accuracy is what's more important.
Right.
Can you learn to be accurate? Is that something you just have, or is that something you can actually adjust and get better at doing?
You can hone it. That's why they have coaches. I mean, you know, Brady works with Tom House. Jimmy Garoppolo works with guys. There's these throwing academies. Why wouldn't he saddle up with one of those? You know? If you're really serious, and you know what, I want to prove to you that I want to get better. And Tebow tried that too; it just didn't work. You just saw it. It was too tight.
I don't know what they were doing with the kid at Louisville. I have no idea.
I don't either. I don't know what the offense, but it seemed like, hey man, if something's not there, just go.
But would you put it past a college program to not do everything possible to improve the accuracy of a kid who's playing the position at the college level? With the athleticism that he possessed, what do you think they care? Do you think they care about Lamar Jackson's NFL prospects?
Saving my
job. They care about themselves and their staff and winning games at their level. They don't care about developing a prospect. So I'm just thinking that maybe he's got a lot of room for growth and can develop into a kid. He's 20. I keep going back to this. He's only 21 years
old. There's something there.
There's obviously something to him.
I agree with that. But the problem with, you know, like when you got guys like Lauletta who didn't play at the same level he did, that you get out there in front of everybody and it just looks smooth. I don't know. The kid was never really under center that much. So that's going to be hard for him to sort of adapt. And I don't know, you get him into camp, you have the draft, you get him in early and get him going. I just don't see a team saying we're going to draft him and just hand it to him, turnkey, you know, plug and play guy. There's too many guys out there to plug and play guys. How many teams in this league do you really think are set at the quarterback position, though? Like, you got a team like Miami where you got Tannehill who's missed 19 out of the last 21 games or something. That's why they're looking at Baker Mayfield.
Let me give you another one. How about Cincinnati?
Because you're going to lose A.J. McCarron. Andy Dalton's not young.
Is Andy Dalton your guy forever? Nope.
No, but if you could say...
Do you have some time to draft a guy like Lamar Jackson and work with him? Probably.
Maybe. Baltimore? I don't know. Flacco? I don't know.
There's another good one.
Yeah. Like, we could start doing this and come up with like 7 or 8.
You could come up with teams that don't need the guy right this second. New England Patriots? Do they fit that mold?
I don't know. Green Bay?
I don't know. I would say the Patriots are closer than Green Bay.
See, I think they could find a way to get him on the field.
I just don't think that the Patriots are so focused on the accuracy of the passer. I don't think he's their type of guy.
It's too precision.
I think it's why they like Garoppolo so much.
Yeah.
I think it's why they're going to end up liking a guy like Kyle Laletta.
But see, that's why, like, remember,
not going to blow you away physically, not going to, you know, throw the 80-yard bomb perfectly like some of the other guys
like
are.
Like, Josh Allen just seemed like he's just winding up trying to throw as far as he could to impress people in the building, and that scares the hell out of you. Because you watch Laletta, and it's like, when I watch Garoppolo at the Combine, everything was right here.
Hey, guys,
chest
can
cavity.
You hit someone 12 yards up the seam
chest cavity,
on
boom,
a perfect
ball,
pass?
Spin it.
That's what I want to know.
Yep.
That's what, personally, I would want to know. I know that's what the Patriots like. I don't care that you could throw it from your knees to the goalpost. I don't care about that. That doesn't matter.
But did you see how far I
How many of those
one?
Passes are you really throwing?
Right.
In fact, you've seen Tom Brady throughout his career. Sometimes he's great at throwing that deep ball. Sometimes not so great. That's his weak spot in his game. Would you trade in that weak spot for everything else that guy gives you? Of course you would.
Like, they kept showing the Wentz stuff from last year. And they keep comparing Josh Allen to Carson Wentz.
Well, yeah, big,
Wentz,
fast.
But
strong,
Wentz looks
all of that.
Wentz looks way more athletic than Allen does. There's a certain clunkiness to Josh. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know. But he could throw the ball through a wall.
So, if you're just joining us, Zoe is down on all of the quarterbacks, and he said he would right now be very afraid if he were one of the teams that is looking to draft their next franchise guy in this particular draft.
This weekend.
Because it is a big roll of the dice on all of them.
And I think, you know, people had Baker Mayfield on the outside the top five.
He's a jackass.
I know he's a jackass, but I think he had a good weekend.
617-779-0985. So, if you got any thoughts on that, bring them to the table. We'll continue talking football with you right after this.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think people were paying attention to the combine this weekend. I will say this. I'm not much of a combine guy. I don't really get into it. But since the, I guess, advent of Twitter and Facebook, it is so much easier to follow this stuff. Because anything you want to see, you can watch. Oh, I wanted to see so-and-so run the 40. Oh, here's a 30-second clip of, you know, the coverage surrounding that particular 40 that lasts 5 seconds. But, oh, you want to see so-and-so did a bench press. Here it is on Twitter. Here it is on Facebook. Yeah. I will say that social media and just the internet in general is built for combine coverage. Like, the combine's perfect for that.
Sure is.
Just go on, click, watch. Oh, okay. You can watch everything. The thing you can't watch is you can't sit there and watch all the quarterbacks quickly, but
You watch
6.5 hours of coverage, so you are in deep.
You know what they did a good job of? And I give them credit for this because we laughed at, you know, we're going to have the draft in Dallas. They had the theme to Dallas playing that. Dun, 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 and they had all the top guys in there with JR. Josh Rosen's going to play JR. He had Jerry Jones. I'm excited to see in the pictures and the coverage of the way they're going to promote this thing in Dallas. I think they're going to do a damn good job with this in that stadium. I think this is going to be a good one. You know, end of April, right there downtown, you know, it's going to be great. I do. I think Dallas is going to be a good spot for it. It's going to be unique because of Jerry, the way they're going to pump money into this thing. But you think Adam Jones could have five calls on the combine? Because I know Adam Jones is a big combine guy. He'll be ready to go on Al Horford. He won't be ready to go.
Does he hate the combine?
Hates the combine. Hates it. Hates every single thing about the combine.
All right.
Which is good. So I'm just glad we got five calls on the combine. That's good. Let's go. Let's go on Lamar Jackson. Here.
Okay, I was going to ask you about one more guy.
Oh!
How about Shaquem Griffin?
Couldn't have a better story, right? I mean, really.
He wasn't even invited originally.
I wasn't invited until after the Senior Bowl. The kids got, and the one drill that they did where He broke to the sideline. They threw a ball to him to the outside, and he's got, obviously, his left hand is not there. And he's got the right hand, and he squeezed the ball but caught it. And you see all these other linebackers, you know, with, you know, two good hands. Just throw the ball to him, boom. Hits him like it's hitting him in the elbows. Just can't deal with it. And this kid's doing everything he can to catch the ball, secures it. And you're like, wow. And we all saw the bench press. Put it up 20 times like that.
So if you don't know the story of Shaquem Griffin, linebacker out of the University of Central Florida, he had a birth defect, and for that his left hand was amputated, so he does not have a left hand. He did the bench press with a prosthetic and did 20, and then he ran a ridiculous 4.38 in the 40.
He's got a barrel chested. He's got an awkward build to him where he's, you know, it's thick and he was cramping up. But you watched him run the 40, and this is where, like, well, why didn't you run the 40? This kid came out of the gate, and he blew the doors off. 4.38. Legit. 4.38.
Fast.
Makes you think.
I mean, fast. Okay.
He's going to be a third-round pick, probably.
Physical.
Yeah.
There's something there. There's something there. You know, UMass offered him a scholarship when he was, like,
you texted
like,
me that.
Like 15. Like, they offered him. Yeah. Because he was not highly recruited. Yeah. Him and his brother.
Twins.
He didn't.
The other one's Shaquille.
Yeah, he didn't pick UMass. Yeah. Pick UCF. Unfortunately. Would have loved to have had him.
The weather's better down here.
617-779-0985.
Love UMass. UMass, great.
Yep. Jake's in Rhode Island. Jake, what do you got?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Can you
hear? Hey.
Yep.
Yeah, well, from somebody who I follow the draft obsessively and I hate myself for it, but every year you have these quarterback prospects who they shoot up the board over the course of the year because of, not because they play well, but because they have the athleticism or because they're the right size. And every year you have that guy. You have the Josh Allen. You have last year you had, I mean, I can't say what this guy's done yet, but you had Mitch Trubisky.
Yep.
The year before that.
That's a good point, Mitch. Mitchell. Yeah, the kid's going to change his name. That's right.
And then, you know, then the year before that you had Paxton Lynch, who wasn't very good at Memphis.
Yeah. Okay, quick here, and I've got some feedback here to where people, what are you so critical of Lamar Jackson? If you heard me about Paxton Lynch, I crushed his kid when you watched it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not so much talking about Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson has legitimately like had a lot of success at the college level. I'm talking more about the Josh Allens of the world, the guys who just, they're big enough to be the prototypical, start salivating over them, and usually these guys don't have the kind of success that guys who more played well in college, who have the accuracy, not necessarily the strong arm, and that's why, you know, right now I'm a big proponent of, I mean, I've always been a big proponent of A.J. McCarron, because he's in the mold of the type of guy that usually does end up coming out and succeeding, compared to these guys who are just loved because of they're big.
Yeah.
Jake is so right about this.
I know, and see, you get enamored with size, right? And that's another thing that kind of scares me with Josh Allen. There's sort of, I don't want to say a doughy filter. He's like almost, he's so big. Like, is he going to be able to move? Oh. Are you going to be able to keep him upright? It's a Blake Bortles quality, sort of, you know? Pocket guy, you know, can throw the ball through a wall. Is this guy you want to turn the keys over to? Seems like he could blow up to 250 easily. Just has that build.
I'm with him on this, though. It's such a good point. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so down on the combine in general. It values all the wrong things.
Yeah.
Oh, look at how strong his arm is. Terrific.
Like, Sam Darnold had a bad year.
What the hell does that mean?
2 years ago, I was giddy on Sam Darnold, the kid from SC, redheaded kid. If you had a bad year, which he had a bad year, why wouldn't you throw? Why wouldn't you throw up against this crew? Like, I call this crew, it is a ho-hum type of crew. Couple steady eddies in there. It looks like a group of guys that you had potential to stand out in. And Darnold declined to do that. Declined to throw.
Right, you had a chance to improve
Lamar Jackson
your stock.
Didn't run. Like, why does he need to run?
Exactly.
This is a guy drafted in the third round out of Arkansas with first-round arm talent.
First-round arm talent. Yeah. What the bleep does that mean?
I mean, it's Josh Allen. Did you see him throw that ball 70,
first round
74
arm
yards?
Talent. Give me a break.
Ryan Mallett popped to me today.
Yes. Oh, didn't he?
They keep showing the Allen stuff.
And, Ryan Mallett, big, strong, big arm. Yeah, he's terrible.
Like, you're completing 74-yard bombs against air.
Awesome.
What?
Lamar Jackson didn't run. Why the bleep would he have to run a 40 for you to know if he could run? What are you? What? Who cares? Yeah,
Mayock summed it up best. He goes, like,
someone's gonna criticize that kid for not running a four. Get out of here. You stupid.
Mayock, turn on the tape. He was good on Lamar Jackson because he said, you know, I watched that Boston College. Of course, Mayock went to Boston College, so he's going to watch the Boston College tape a little more intently. And he said he couldn't hit the side of a barn on his first two throws. And the next series, he comes out, he looks even worse than he did in the first series. Then he pops off a 65-yarder. Then he pops off a 74-yarder. You know, and you're like, okay, there we go. That's the wow factor. That's the bang. That's why you're looking at this kid thinking, can we do something with this? Can we hone it? That's a question. I mean, you termed it a project. Like, if you had the luxury for a kid for 21, that's 21, to bring him in and work with him for three, four years.
So this kind of applies to everything, though. Like, Shaquem Griffin goes out and has a spectacular weekend at all these measurables, right? Bench press.
A month ago, he's not even invited.
Okay, do you know what I would rather look at on him? And if you look, it's pretty impressive. Like, what's his ability to close? What kind of angles does he take? And if you watch his tape, he's pretty damn good.
Oh, he's pretty good.
And he's very physical.
4.38. I don't know if you saw his 40.
Yeah. Like, oh, yay! He's got a great 40 time.
Put up the peach ball. Watch this kid play against Auburn in a peach ball. Watch him fly around. Watch him make freaking plays.
That to me is far more
valuable.
Let's
talk more about that than
anything that happened in Indianapolis.
I agree.
And I'm happy for him that he's going to get the recognition, but that just kind of shows you how backwards it is.
I played with Tony Simmons from Wisconsin, who could run a 4.4, but then you throw him the ball and it's like the replacements. Unless he got the sticky hands, he's not going to catch it. It's one thing to point guys straight ahead, but when you turn on the tape and put the pads on, can the kid play? The Griffin kid can play. But that kid on special teams, he'll find a way to get
the
ball.
Don't you love that in the NFL? Yeah. They're all looking for the next bullet, Bob. You know? Yeah. They've been looking for that forever. Like, one guy who was able to actually make that transition and could catch.
Yeah, Willie Gall.
Who had hands.
Where's Willie Gall?
Had hands.
Well, he can run track.
So rare. 617-779-0985. Quickly, Sean in Marlboro. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. I got a couple thoughts on a guy like Lamar Jackson. First, it's not all about arm strength. The first name that comes to mind is Chad Pennington. So, you know, if you don't have something, what good are you?
He's a great anticipator. Can this kid anticipate and see things? You know.
Well, so that's my next thought is if you draft a guy like him and you put him behind a Brady or a Rodgers or even a Flacco for 3 years. How much more accurate will he be if he's more comfortable and he has better decision making? Wouldn't the accuracy at least improve a little bit? But the guy that comes to mind, what about Russell Wilson? He was drafted in the third round. He's shorter, but that's the guy that comes to mind where it's like he was my favorite quarterback in that draft, and he was overlooked and he came in and started right away. But you know, I mean, there's no reason why athleticism can't help with everything else. If you get more comfortable, you get more accurate. They have to fear the run, so they bring another guy up, so it might loosen up coverage. I mean, it all ties together.
Yeah, and you got to be careful too to force. Yeah, you know, you take a round peg and try and force it into a square hole. You did this with Kaepernick. Remember, Kaepernick was running around and everything was great, and it was this dynamic player. And said you need to be more of a pocket guy, and it just there was something that was uncomfortable about it. You got to be careful when you know you take a kid and say we want you to do this. If you don't have the ability to adapt and work with him. You know, it's like a wasted pick then. Because I think he's going to go high. I do. There's too many teams that, you know, need playmakers.
Headlines with Sarge. More of your calls coming up after a weekend at the NFL Combine. He mentioned Russell Wilson. Did you see Russell Wilson with the Yankees last week? Did you see that?
I did not.
We're going to talk about that. Mix that into the football conversation coming up.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, it's an off day for the Bruins, but they're having their team photo over at the TD Garden today and some developing news over there. Charlie McAvoy in the photo, not on skates, did walk onto the ice on his own. Boston Globe reporting McAvoy spotted before the photo with a knee brace on his left knee. And Tuukka Rask also left the ice after the team photo, did not return. Anton Hudobin and an emergency goalie, the only ones practicing at this hour. Rask, of course, was a late scratch before the Canadiens game on Saturday. Celtics continue their road trip against... Oh, yeah, the Bruins do host Detroit tomorrow night, by the way. Okay, Celtics continue their road trip tonight against the Bulls from United Center. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell will begin our coverage at 7:30 right here on 98.5 have the Sports Hub. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. The Green now 2 games behind Toronto for the top spot in the Eastern Conference standings. Monday morning quarterbacks Peter King reporting that Rob Gronkowski in no hurry to make up his decision about continuing his football career. NFL cornerback Antonio Cromartie took to his Instagram today announcing his retirement after 11 NFL seasons. Cromartie spent his career with the Chargers, Cardinals, and the Jets. And the Red Sox continue exhibition play tomorrow against the Rays from Port Charlotte, Florida. Sox lost to the Orioles 10-8 yesterday. Headlines are brought to you by Live Nation. Luke Bryan with Sam Hunt, Friday, July 6th.
Hee-haw!
Yeah. You going? No?
No.
Okay. Friday, July 6th, Fenway Park, City Presale, Wednesday at 10 a.m. through Thursday at 10 p.m. RedSox.com/Luke Bryan. I'm Mike Riley on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub, your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So, you catching the Russell Wilson taking his at-bat for the New York Yankees?
I was kind of checked out until Thursday last week when I was getting back. But, so he's taking some wax
this
for
this happened
him, huh?
Friday. Yeah, he stepped up to the plate, struck out, went down swinging. 2-2 fastball.
Brady was a catcher, right? Got drafted by the Expos, didn't he?
Yep.
I wouldn't let my star quarterback go take some wax. I don't know.
I mean, he was there all week. He was in spring training with the Yankees.
Typical Pete Carroll.
He's got a great little stance there. I say little because he's a little quarterback, but he's an average height for a baseball player. He's 5'11", just under 6 feet. Yeah, he was dropping bombs in BP. Hitting home runs.
We were out there on Radio Row. He came through. He's got a presence about him. Confident. You know, just carries himself well.
I love Russ Wilson.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Didn't like him when he first came out, but man.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought you're throwing up deep post routes into cover two. It's not what you do, you know. But it worked for him.
Yeah. He's fabulous.
Yeah,
playmaker. He kept his team in games last year that they had no business being in.
Played hurt.
Just
bad ankles.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. But that being the case, would you let your? You just said you're not letting your quarterback go take some hacks with the Yankees in spring training.
Not only hacks.
Like, what are you doing?
You're in spring training. And say somebody buzzes his head and hits him in the head with the ball.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's too many freak things that can happen to where you're so good at what you do. What are you letting him do that for? And I know it's the Yankees.
What does that have to do with it? See,
I don't know.
Listen to you. Oh, yeah. But I know it's the Yankees. Yankee fans, though. Oh, the uniform's so nice.
Yeah, I love it. How many Yankee fans became Seattle Seahawks fans? On Friday.
You know, I have no idea.
Just like, oh, what a good guy. Root for that guy.
I have
three.
No idea.
Give him number 3.
He wore 73. Not 3.
70, I know. 73.
Babe Ruth had number 3.
Just give him 3.
For the Yankees.
Give him 3. I'm retiring.
Yeah, I would not. Would you let Tom Brady go to spring training with the Red Sox or any other team?
I'd let him visit and talk to him.
Tom Brady, I'm gonna go to camp with the San Francisco Giants. You're like, no, you're not.
You know what it is? It's cute when like Edelman goes to batting practice. He takes BP at Fenway Park. Let's see if we can hit any balls.
Yeah, that makes me nervous too. But at least he's a wide receiver and not your quarterback.
Yeah, but at least you're throwing him straight down the middle, and we're grooving you pitches right over the plate at about 70 miles an hour, trying to knock him out. He's a franchise quarterback. Top 5 guys. No, I will not let him do that. This typical Pete Carroll, though. Hey, that's how we roll, man. Sure, you guys do what you want. Richard Sherman, say what you want. Earl Thomas, say what you want. You want to play for the Cowboys? Sure. Rush, you want to go hit for the Yankees? Sure. We got an open locker room here. Trade Michael Bennett. Oh, whatever. We're open to everybody. Yeah, it's typical Pete Carroll.
I mean, he loves baseball. He played at NC State.
Tony Romo loves golf.
he's played some minor league ball.
Of course.
But I just
Tim Tebow loves baseball. But now he needs that as a career. You know? Michael Jordan loves baseball. That was weird. Like, what are we doing here? But we know why he went away.
Francona was his manager.
Whose manager?
Jordan's.
Right. Nice bus I had.
Yeah, Birmingham, right?
Yep, Birmingham.
Birmingham Barons.
Yep. White Sox.
He batted, Russ Wilson batted 306 his junior year at NC State. Second baseman. 306. Had,
That's pretty good, pretty damn good athlete.
Three home runs that year.
Like, I don't know. Julius Peppers in his prime. Are you going to let him go enter the NBA dunk contest? I don't know.
OPS 929 that year.
What if he Gordon Hayward's his ankle? You know? There's too many weird things could happen.
Played in 47 games. Yep. Good ball player.
How many?
But he's a quarterback now. He's a quarterback.
What's, well, real quick.
You can't let the quarterback do those things.
You have 16 games a year.
No,
how many games do you think Russ Wilson was responsible for them winning or losing last year?
All of them.
Pretty much probably
all
12
their wins,
of them.
I'd give all of them to him.
Yeah. That's where you get nervous. Like, that guy means everything to you.
Are you going to jump, Tom?
Yeah, no, I don't like that crap either, Tom. I don't like that.
I don't think he does anymore. Then you see the stuff where he's out there surfing.
Oh, did that
shark could bite him.
No, I'm not talking about a shark. Weren't you worried watching him surf? Now, you know he didn't get hurt, but when you know that he goes out and surfs, you're like, one wrong wave hits the side of that knee.
I'm more worried about one wrong shark.
Wiped out
rogue
by
shark.
By a rogue little wave there. What's it take? 8 pounds of pressure to blow out your knee, right?
Out there you're pedaling, like, man.
You get off that surfboard, you. You'd save this for retirement. You save this for another day.
Yeah.
Not
go
today.
Go Costa Rica in your own time.
Don't you jump off that ledge, Tom. Use your good brain, Tom. Turn around and walk away. Use your strong leg, Tom.
She told everybody, you have a bad leg.
Like, just even that.
You have a weak leg.
Use your strong leg, Tom.
Don't
no.
use the weak one.
No. Jesus. Use your better judgment, Tom. Turn around and go home. That's what I want you to use. It would make me nervous. That's all. I mean, their sport is dangerous enough.
He's worried about it.
Football is the most dangerous activity
Benjamin,
they will do.
Make sure you don't let that board bang around back there. That's an expensive surfboard.
Now, Bledsoe couldn't ski, right? It was in his contract.
It was frowned upon.
They took the skiing out of his life.
Yeah. I remember.
On the last big deal they did.
I remember they were like, off-season and that, we'd be there working out, and Parcells be there, and he'd have the bike shorts pulled up, and he'd be standing outside his office. Hey, honey, we ain't going skiing this weekend, right?
Huh?
All right. You go skiing, you get hurt. You're getting back all that money, okay? You're giving back all the money. You know what I'm going to do? I'm back effing truck up, okay? You know, you want to go out there? You want Mr. Ski Man? You want to ski in? And we'll give all that money back right here. Huh? Give it to Zolak or something. Yeah.
Give it to Zolak.
So I ain't going to ski, coach. I'm going to do curls. Yeah. Do bench press. Yeah, skiing.
Zona went over to his locker and ate half a bottle of Andro.
Greenies, Andro, Ultra Fuel, black coffee. Grind it up, get in.
Yep. Look, it's swole today, coach. I'm not going skiing.
Get that one, Chip Tan Laundry. Unlimited tanning.
Oscar.
And cheese ball.
Oscar in New Hampshire. Oscar.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Oscar.
I just thought that the person with only one hand is a great man to have on our team. You wouldn't have any more determination or drive or brains than that.
Okay, he's talking about Shaquem Griffin. Had a great combine. UCF linebacker. Very fast, very physical. Would you put him on your team?
That type of character, makeup?
I'd take him.
What team wouldn't?
He's perfect Patriot, is he not?
You're going to get him in the fourth round, aren't you? Can he do what Slater does? Can you put him outside and just send them down under kicks?
Oh, hell yeah.
Can you imagine him?
He's a guy who could contribute on special teams day one.
Can he be the next Brandon Bolden for 4 years?
He could contribute at linebacker on day one.
Can he do a native? Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about this.
This guy could come in day one and contribute. Yes. I'd draft him. I wouldn't shy away from him.
More off the sort of in-your-face, up you
to who?
Post-Super Bowl stuff. You see the stuff that they had that nice personal meeting with Reed, the safety, one of the smartest safeties from Stanford?
We'll get to that coming up next. The Patriots, who they had a visit with. Also, the latest Patriots news.
In your face.
Latest Patriots news on some of their free agents to be. That's coming up.
Woo! It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beadle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5. Sports Hub.
I mean, there was a time when these broadcasts had, you know, specials, and then you cut away, and you, right. and you miss a whole drill or half the 40 or whatever. I mean, now it's, you know, virtually see every guy do everything, and it's, I mean, it's great. It's really, you guys do a great job. And again, you know, it's and the guys that you're working with, you know, I hear them saying, well, you know, need to go back and watch this game against Auburn, need to go back and watch game against Elsie, you know, and no, that's great information, because you don't always get to do that. And like I said, what, you know, the depth that you cover this event and cover the college draft and the way you put it together with like what teams need and how these players fit differently from team to team based on their skill set. You know, it's really great. A lot of insight.
Well, I want to say this. You completely surprised us stopping in again, but
well, Rich, I wanted to wait until you know, I want to take advantage of this opportunity and get the top ratings.
Bill Belichick last hour in the booth on NFL Network combine coverage.
Hey, he looks like he's ready to retire.
What the hell was that? Sucking up to NFL Network?
Yuck fest.
Is that a Mayock thing?
That's a Mayock
thing. Is that a payback to Mayock? Is that what they trade? Hey, you know, you give me a little positive coverage on the network. Yeah. You tell everyone that Ryan Mallett is worth something, and I'll come on and tell you that your coverage is worth something.
You guys are funny.
What is that?
What the heck was that?
I have no idea what that is.
Who's that?
Apparently we had Mayock on the show a couple years ago.
We did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That's right. We did that event.
When Zoe had the Belichick. Oh, yes, that's right. The Belichick fundraiser featuring Mike Mayock.
You guys are funny.
That's what it is. It's a Mayock thing.
Yuck. Guy's got good hips. Connection. Good center of gravity. Yeah, I like his lateral
Mallett
movement.
Really popped. Ryan Mallett blows.
First round arm talent.
Oh, yeah. First round arm talent.
You know what? It's got it.
Someone give up a first round pick for him right now.
I couldn't imagine sitting there and after about the 232nd guy you go through and you're trying to say something different about him and going back to the one game you had in week 5 against Arkansas. I mean, it's got to be exhausting for these guys. We talk about that with the draft and, you know, the long coverage that they do. But this is, it's mind-numbing at some points. See, I get excited watching the quarterbacks throw and the fast guys run, you know, the DBs, the linebackers. You know, this kid from NC State, Chubb, my God, is he's going to be a wrecker. He looks good as far as a pass rusher. But other than that, when you start watching the offensive linemen, you know, just some of the thumpers run, you know, fullbacks. I don't know. It's tight ends. Doesn't really do anything for you. It's got to be long days for these guys. But Belichick, you see, he's got a couple of shots of him over the weekend. He's up there eating, you know, eating snacks, looking through the binoculars. But we're going to get to this interview he had with his son, Steve. They met with an individual.
Yes.
From Stanford. Last guy they drafted from Stanford in the second round, number 37. He had a bad game about a month ago. Almost to the day, a month ago to the day. Another kick in the nuts. At least my kid didn't watch it this weekend again. So he's got 37. He wore his 37 Bergeron jersey this week. He's not wearing a Jordan Richards one. But Jordan Richards went to Stanford. He's smart. Smart player.
And this time it was Justin Reed.
Justin Reed, probably one of the smartest kids in the draft, they said. And it's almost like a in-your-face again. This is why I play Jordan Richards. And we're gonna put out the one meeting that we had with, here's a Stanford guy we met with again. Like, here we go again. They're going to take this kid in the second round, right? He's going to go 43rd pick. It's coming, Beetle. Get ready for it. Outside the box. Big nickel. Put 5 safeties this time. Not 4, 5.
If they draft this kid out of Stanford.
Hold on.
So I'm gonna spin this to a positive for you. If they draft Justin Reed out of Stanford. Last year, 99 tackles. They get 5 picks.
Shut up.
Now I have to shut up.
No, keep going. You know it's coming. I'm just preparing myself. Just getting ready.
99 tackles, 5 picks. 6 breakups.
What's his GPA?
Probably pretty good. Probably a smart guy.
Really
goes to Stanford. Goes to freaking Stanford.
Yep.
If they draft him.
Is he a biomechanical
engineer? Hold on.
Is he one of those guys? Is he in grad school yet?
I don't know what his major is.
I don't care.
You want to find out?
No.
I'll find out.
I don't care.
Why?
Is it rocket science? I don't care. Can he play football? I bet he's diverse. I bet he could play 5 positions.
He's a science and engineering kid.
Of course he is.
Science and engineering management.
He can help build the new thing that's going in down there. Another hotel or the other medical
building. I'm going to save my point here as I go through the Reed file, as they call it here on Stanford. Lettered in football, track and field, and soccer
in
high school.
Doug Hyde had this. This is who I
retweeted. 4-star recruit. He was ranked the 8th best safety coming out of high school by 24/7. 21st ranked by Scout. Yeah. Born in Prairieville, Louisiana. Father ran track at LSU.
Of course he did.
A lot of speed in the family.
Mother's probably played volleyball, right?
3 siblings.
Yep. Oh, big family.
His brother Eric was an All-American
at
LSU.
Of course he was.
And plays for the 49ers.
Football. Football's in his blood.
Big family, yeah.
So, okay. Here's my question. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Just wondering. If they draft him, does that mean they can cut Jordan Richards?
Hell no.
What do you mean?
They're playing together.
What do you mean, hell no?
This is like, hey, you know, the Rutgers thing has come and gone, right? All the guys they've drafted from Rutgers and the Shiano connection and everybody that got there, it's sort of like it's kind of moving to Stanford now. I'm going to pair them together. Somebody's going to price himself out. We're going to keep Jordan Richards and
No. I'm just asking if they draft him, can they then allow themselves to cut Jordan Richards? Jordan Richards sucks.
Thank you.
I don't know what he does. I don't know why he's here. So if it allows them to cut him, would you then be on board with drafting him? I mean, why? Zoe, it's a fresh player. It's another shot to have something. His brother's a decent player, by the way, for the 49ers.
Zoltan Mesko won the Community Service Award, didn't he? Geez. And then they cut him. Because Richards won it this past year.
I'm just
he's a
asking.
Good kid.
I mean, wouldn't you cut him just to take another shot on a prospect? Great.
Yeah.
Let's take a shot. Anything could be better than that. Okay, what? It has to be another Stanford guy? So be it. If it allows you to cut him, then you should be on board with it.
I'm good.
Do it.
That's a caveat.
See, you might be able to play.
That's like buying a house with the condition that the purchase and sell, like with the condition that I will sell mine. That's it. I'll close on the house as long as it's conditioned to sell the purchase and sell of mine.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Write that caveat in there. You got to asterisk it and put that in there.
Yes. Malcolm Butler in free agency. There's a report that the Jets are going to be interested. It's been floating around for a few days.
Why wouldn't it?
We didn't get to that last week. We talked about the other free agents, Deion Lewis and Danny Amendola, but we did not talk about Malcolm Butler going into free agency. We will do that in 90 seconds. Mm-hmm.